Blog Talk Radio.
Damn, bro, you a big fucker there, man. Look at you. Damn. He was 12 years old.
You said you wanna make war with me, make it. And I'ma bust that ass, you can't take it, girl.
The button on the bottom, I'ma break it.
I fuck like I'm into raping, girl.
I'm an ape in the guts, so I take coochie bags. I don't accept credit cards, but I do torn coochie bags.
I got a thing about leverage, so you gon' spend cash. Give me a month, Remy Moore, and I be getting a laugh. It just ain't a dick game. Baby girl, I'm a freak like Rick James. When it comes to the multi orgasm, you can believe I'm clitoris trained. If you drink too much and always smoke that weed, I can't fuzz, but you ain't up to speed. But if it's a must to get at me, don't forget, bring that cheese. I'm a pimp under pressure, so when you're rockin', leave my cheddar on the dresser, please. Remember, it costs extra if you got weed, cause 9 times out of 10, you just think your ass beat. I don't give a hoot, as long as she knows who
the girl. Just talking shit, smoking shit, man. Sweating and talking shit, he's ice cream.
Finally found the studio part. That made it easier.
I'm sorry. I should have told you.
I kept looking at the top.
Yeah, you got to click on that drop down box. Right. Okay, so you see how? Okay, so you know how to go to the studio. You know how to unmute. The mic with the X is to mute them out, and then you see that little chat box.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you see how there's one by the host and then there's one by my number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so say if you want to take somebody to the back and talk to them off of the air,
mm-hmm.
You click on the one next to their number and the one next to yours.
The two screens?
The yellow, the chat boxes.
Okay.
So if you click on mine and you click on yours, we'll mm-hmm. go offline and we'll be able to talk and nobody can hear us.
Oh, okay.
So say if it starts getting, like I know when Ford was doing our show, it would get hella busy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't, it would be good to have somebody other than the host working the switchboard
mm-hmm.
so that when people do call, they can answer them by that chat box, click on the chat
okay.
box and their chat box, and then, you know, be like, who is this? And then next to my number, if you click underneath my number, you'll see like a little box.
Yeah, I just put your name in there.
You put my name in there and then say, so they can answer, basically answering the phone or whatever, answering the phone, say Blog Talk or Planet O'Shea Blog Talk, whatever. You know, we'll cue you in a minute and then they
okay.
can put their name down there so that you'll be, whoever the host is can see who it is so they can either cue them in themselves, because two people can work the switchboard at the same time.
Okay.
So
it's just a matter of finding people who aren't on their cell phones. It seems like no one uses a laptop anymore.
The people that listen on the laptop aren't able to talk.
Huh, I think this is Jay.
Call in. Mm-hmm.
So, like, Jay, I think he just called in. So I hit his mic.
His mic, and then he can be cued in with all two, with both of us.
Okay, let me see. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Jay.
We're trying to figure it out, Jay. Jay Nyren's on the phone.
Hey, what now?
Nyren. Am I saying your name right?
Nyren.
Nyren. Nyren.
Mm-hmm. Who is Nora?
Not from the south. The Asian girl. The pretty Asian girl.
I don't see her in there that much.
I think I actually got into it when she first came in because I thought she was a troll page because her picture looks so innocent.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember. Everybody was like, your face.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
You were like, oh, my God, they don't think I'm real. I like
well, came
name on the paper.
You know what, though? I get that a lot. Like, if I post a picture in a different group, I get the same thing. Like,
yeah, because it looks Googled. It looks like, you know, like when they go order brides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, fooling nobody.
I like my picture so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. So you, let's see. So that's that. I got to figure out how to upload music because
that's what
you
I'm looking
do,
at.
What you can do is upload. We already have music uploaded, so I don't ever upload anything. But there's
mm-hmm.
a way that you can upload music so that when you call into the host line and enter the PIN, and once you press start show, because when you schedule, let me back up, when you schedule the show, at the bottom, there's like an audio thing that you can
mm-hmm.
you can choose. So you would do that in the beginning. So once when you schedule your show, so when you do call into the host queue and you press 1 to start the show, the music will automatically play instead of that elevator music.
Okay.
So it'll be a song that you choose. I got to figure that out, so I haven't done it.
I'm looking at it. It's in the studio.
Okay.
It's
so
got
yeah,
like a little click on thing. Yeah, what is his name? LR, the weird one. He has like a lot of music on here, but it all sucks.
Oh, he's so weird.
He is odd. He came back with that Garth Brooks looking account, and he was like, I'm going to take everybody out. And people were like, who are you? And he's like, I'm on business. Get away. I'm like, oh, my God. He's like
he
a real life stalker.
Yeah. He's just weird. Real life weird for real, for real. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to try to delete out some of these tracks and just, I guess, upload it straight off of your computer?
Yeah.
Whatever.
So.
Okay.
Let's see. That's basically the switchboard. So the radio, how it goes, is you... So the duration is 120 minutes. So
mm-hmm.
within those 2 hours, anybody can call in. After the 2 hours, for the last, because the show is 3 hours.
Okay.
After the two hours, they can't call in no more. So if you're going to do 7:30 for your show, I would say at like 9:20, 9:25, remind the callers to call into the 888 number.
Okay.
Or else, because they'll get kicked off of the internet, they won't be able to listen to it, and they won't be able to call in to listen to it.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that on yours.
The yellow light is for the people that press 1 that want to talk, because there'll be other numbers that come in, but they won't have that yellow light by it. That just means they press 2.
I'm trying to see which one.
To listen. Do you see how that yellow light's by my name?
The little question mark?
I think so, and it's yellow?
Yeah, it's like a little yellow question mark sign. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I press 1 to talk to you. So
mm-hmm.
whoever, like, if anybody else called in or whoever called in, when you do the show, the yellow light indicates that they want to be put in queue. If there's a number there with no yellow question mark thing, they're just calling to listen to the show.
Okay.
And the yellow light, the yellow ones will be pushed to the top, whereas the people listening will be on the bottom.
Okay. How many people can call in at once?
Oh, girl, a lot.
Okay.
Like hundreds and hundreds. A lot.
Oh, that's a lot.
Mhm. Yeah. So it depends on how
simple.
It's simple. It's simple. It's getting the callers to call and participate.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I listen to you guys almost every night, but I've never really called in. But that's because Malls called in from O'Shea, and Malls was like, fuck that, I will never call in to the alley again. Like, y'all ripped him apart.
No, that was only because Jason Jones was on the phone. If Jason
He's
Jones,
hilarious.
You know, Jason Jones ain't been on the phone after that. So.
Yeah.
But that shit
was
so funny. But no, after that, like, and that happens every time Jason's on the phone. He tears everybody apart. Like,
that's
nobody
funny,
gets
though.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, we haven't had him in a minute. We're trying to
That's what I'm trying
to
do. I'm trying to find, like Jay. You'd probably be the funny one.
Say what now?
You're going to be... Are you funny, like, in real life? Are you just funny on the wall?
Am I funny on the wall for y'all?
I think you're hilarious on the wall.
Yeah. If we're going to do this tonight, I've been drinking. I don't know if I might end up cutting
somebody out. No, we're not. All we're going to do is try to get the admins on the phone tonight so that we can figure out who's going to do what, who's going to be where, you know, what role are you trying to play.
Yeah, I can do that. Definitely can.
Okay. Because we're
talking
to.
I don't even know which one of y'all I'm talking to.
This is Shay.
This is who?
Shay.
Oh, you
know my real
name's
not Shay.
I
know
what your
name
is, girl. You know that.
Don't say it either. You had to call Ellie fucking Google me. No. I delete all comments that have my name in it. Mm-mm. I trust no one.
I know that's right. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Don't. That's why I took my real page off the alley. They will pull your criminal record. They will pull your credit score.
They pull
your
everything.
Mm-hmm.
How did it get so wild in there?
That's Corey and them doing. That's how. I don't know what happened, but, the group, the alley's been going for a year. So people, and they've been grouping together before that. A lot of these people have been grouping before that. Tyree.
Calm down.
Yeah, they crunk.
Yeah, I put mine to sleep before I even started.
It's only 7 here, 7:30.
Oh, it's way early.
Yeah. So, so they've been grouping together for a year. So once they, people started sleeping with each other, and once, you become close, if somebody burns a bridge, they go your information.
Yeah,
I understand that. And O'Shea, they used to be no, exposing and all that shit. But then the group got really dependent on that, all that exposure shit and all that shit. But once we kicked everybody out, there was, the group started dying. Remember, I don't know if you were in there when the group started dying, but the group started, fading off.
Yeah.
So then we started, trying to figure out how to do something else. So we're really not trying to do that exposing shit no more. Because once
it's
that
hard.
Dies out, it's nothing else.
But the thing is, there's always, new people coming in with the exposing, so I don't think that's really anything that would ever die out.
Yeah, they're crazy.
That's what we need to do in the planet, but our admins, they're not for that.
They know, the admins over there, it's just, that's why, when O'Shea added me, Jaylen had blocked me.
Oh, I fucking hate her.
Jalen had blocked me from the alley. She came in there promoting her group, and I deleted it. And I told her, I made a post, like, you know, you can't promote your group in here or whatever. And then she tried to get help. I'm like, look, bitch, I'm just telling you, don't promote your shit. Like, it's not that serious.
No, you're
or whatever. So she blocked me. So then O'Shea took me over to the admin when he first started the first Planet O'Shea.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, you know, of course you could tell when somebody got you blocked. I'm like,
yeah.
Who got me blocked? And then O'Shea was like, oh, fuck. I'm like, are you playing Captain Save-A-Ho over here? Like, we're not allowed to block nobody. Like, nobody at all. It don't matter if that motherfucker is gunning for you. None of that. He don't
you
give
a shit.
You
just have to take it.
Yeah, Ragu don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. We can't block nobody. We can't delete them for no reason. Like,
even if you blocked them prior, because I blocked that bitch a year ago. It was way before I was on Planet O'Shea.
They made a post, was it when I first became admin over there? They made a post and said, unblock everybody.
Oh, shit.
Like, whoever you got, unblock everybody.
When they're reporting your pictures and they're shutting down your pages, it's another issue. And that's the issue I'm having with her.
That's I think they make an exception for that. Like, because I know one of our admins was getting exposed or whatever, and so Ragu was like, go ahead and block him or whatever. But we ain't allowed to.
Yeah, that's only when I have blocked. Everybody else, I could really care less. I block O'Shea when I get in my feelings, but that's about it.
That's why when I get over to, he's going to cuss me out today, too.
He'll be all right.
Yeah, he will be. He's just going to be like, are you mad? Are you mad? Or he'll be like, I'm mad. But
he's always mad.
We're not. He gonna cuss me smooth out.
He's stalkerish. Like, you can't even leave him. Like, I try to leave him, and he's like, no, fuck that.
he's
stalkerish.
He's really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I know
it's
I'm gonna
funny.
Get cussed out something good today. I'm just gonna laugh.
A popcorn party.
You having a popcorn party? All right, dude. But yeah, that's why when I went over there and he was like, you know, she was blocking me and stuff, I'm like, you Captain Save-A-Ho ass nigga, like, yeah, I was talking hella shit, so he deleted the post and he took me out the planet. I was like, fuck that, I ain't staying in there. And then
I personally would like her to leave. Like, I don't want her in there.
She did leave though, right?
She left and then okay, Alma kept getting reported, which is one of her admins. And he kept getting unadmined, like, you know, his stripes kept going away, and all his posts on the wall kept disappearing. And then she left,
what?
And it stopped. And then she came back, and it started again. So he called her out on it. So she went and blocked him. She doesn't want anybody to know that's how she really is.
Did O'Shea take her out?
No, I don't even talk to O'Shea about it, because when we do talk, you know, we talk about his school. I try not to stress him out, so I really try not to talk about the planet to him.
That's
what
he doesn't want to do with me is talk about the damn alley. No, I mean, we
I don't talk about it.
Too,
I refuse to. I'm like, mm-mm, because if I sit here and talk to you all night about the alley, you're not going to get no sleep, you're not going to get no work done.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's why I'm trying to figure out why some of the people are even still in the admin room.
We got people that's in the alley admin room that don't need to be there either. They're just lazy.
Yeah, very. They come in once a week.
No, I'm saying O'Shea and Ragu are lazy. They don't want to clean up that admin room.
Oh.
I can admin in the planet. Like, I could delete posts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my whole thing it was, like, when you're able to blog admins and stuff, like, I can't work like that. I cannot. Jalen has my other page blocked. She don't have this second page blocked.
So you can see. I prefer her having me blocked. I get tired of looking at her. She's like a horse.
I guess she left. she left the group and she had total shit. She's not dealing with no ratchet or ghetto shit or whatever. But then you go to the planet and you post in your ass, but you're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, you so high and mighty. Like,
well,
I
had leg up on the counter.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you all high and mighty. It. You don't do nothing like that.
Nah, she just needs her ego stroked.
She made me fucked up. She's crazy.
You like her, Jay?
Oh.
Yeah, he did.
Jalen. The white girl.
Jalen.
It's like her ass is fat on
no,
top of
her
on the
ass
bottom.
Looks funny. It looks funny.
I've never seen anybody with a fat ass, but it's only on top.
Mm-mm.
It don't
like
look
her.
Right.
She kind of cute, but now.
No, she don't. She look like a horse with Down syndrome. She is not cute.
She looks old, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring her on the show one day
was,
just so I can
I
tell her.
She's from the East Coast for some reason.
Who?
You.
Me? I am.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Georgia till I was 12, then Brooklyn to like my 20s, and then back to Georgia. I'm in Atlanta now.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, Jay's in Atlanta. He's country.
Yeah, country. I appreciate that.
No problem. Anytime. All right, so it seems simple.
Yeah, it's just very, very simple.
Text Toy and tell her call in. Stop playing. Can you tell who's listening through the link on the website, or you can only tell who's called in?
Only call
in. 225. This is probably Toy now. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, this is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Hey,
Jay Wood and Naren are on right now.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
I thought Ashley was going to have a little sweet girl voice.
Oh, Lord.
I did. I called you earlier. I thought I had the wrong number. I didn't call the wrong number.
So basically what we do is we ask, like, the members what topics they want to hear on the show or what they would want to talk about. Or what we do is, like, watch the wall, and then basically whatever is hot on the wall would be something to talk about, you know, on the show. And then basically everything just goes, like, you just start with that topic, and then somebody will take it somewhere else. It don't even have to be the host. But if you feel like the show is, like, you know, everybody's getting quiet and people aren't, like, you'll throw something else out there that everybody will talk about.
I hope it doesn't get
quiet.
That's the worst thing is dead air.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's too many folks in there. It's not going to be quiet.
The hard thing is to get people to call in. That's the hard thing.
And see, I think our people want to call in.
So when you know, remember how I told you to click on the link and then copy the URL?
Mm-hmm.
So copy the URL and then copy that description as well and put it.
See, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like,
post.
When you do it, it looks so pretty. It's got a nice, like, backdrop picture, and then it's just very well put together.
What I do is I copy their URL, and then I put it, take it to Facebook. And then before I post it, though, I go to copy the description, and I also put it in the comment box, and then I post it.
Okay.
So it's two steps before you can, do it. And then have all the admins, like, our admins don't fucking do it, but have all the admins post it on their page because it promotes their show.
Mm-hmm.
And then other groups that allow promoting, like those admin rooms, those allow for you to post, like, their radio show and stuff like that.
So when are we starting this?
I'm trying tomorrow to do the first show.
Okay.
But I'm trying to figure out what's going to be a good time for everybody and who actually wants to do it, who's going to actually commit to doing it. Because I see that Niran, she struggles to get the admins to call in, you know, every single night.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you first start it, like, it's good to do kind of, like, do it back-to-back for maybe, like, a week straight, if possible, if you can. And then once people hear about it and know about it and stuff, there'll be times where you don't want to do the show, but they'll ask for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to do it every day. Like, we no longer do it every night. I don't even know when's the last time. Our last one was like a couple of days ago or something. So we
I know.
Every
That's
night
my
anymore.
Gym workout, and I don't have it anymore. It makes that elliptical
so
time
crazy.
Go by fast.
It just be so it's, crazy. And then I have my
is.
Kids and stuff, so.
Yeah. It'll be loud on the other nights. Thank God mom went to sleep early tonight.
Well,
I'm trying to think.
I go to sleep
go ahead,
early during the week.
I have my mother.
At like 5 in the morning. So chances are it's not that many days I'll be on, but when I can, I will be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just hard. Because if I don't get enough sleep, I am so grouchy and grumpy at work. It's a shame.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah,
I have my motherly duty. But, Shay, if you have any questions, just hit my inbox.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good night, guys.
Good night. I'm trying to get Toya to call in. I don't know where she's at. She was getting her hair done.
You talked to her already?
Yeah, I talked to her about 5 minutes before. She's the one that told me to call you and see if you're going to. I'm trying to figure out how to turn people off.
Yeah, I just, when they had the show before, I told O'Shea that it's too hard for me during the week because I have to get up so early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So the weekends you would be good?
On the weekends it's better. Whenever
she
goes to sleep, then I'll be, after I do everything I need to do, I'll be okay. What time is it going to be?
I'm thinking like around 10, between 10 to 11, just because that's when everybody's, finally home, settled down, and then that'd be East Coast time.
West Coast.
Yeah, we're going to do it East Coast time.
Okay.
I think everybody else is East Coast.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I could probably call it. Well, on the weekends, I'll be able to stay on a little longer.
Okay. And I haven't talked to Kat, so I don't know if she's going to do it or not. I don't really know what's going on with her. And I know Jimmy at one point wanted to do it.
Yeah. Kat hasn't been around too much.
She hasn't. She really hasn't. She says she's doing it from the back. So I don't know. That's why I was like, because, I'm like probably one of the newer admins to the group.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm one that's going to push. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't want to step on anybody's toes because I am the newbie. But I also want to see, stuff get taken care of and stuff get done. If we're going to do it, let's do it.
Right.
Nobody else is trying to. That's why I went ahead and did the newbie. I'm like, we have all these ideas, but nobody's putting them in and actually working with them. And I'm thinking, even if the admins aren't on board at this point and can't get their schedule right to do it, we have a lot of members that are bored and have nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, would you guys be against if we had some of the members co-hosting on here?
I guess you can kind of do like the kind of like the member of the week type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever is member of the week in the group can co-host the show.
That's a good idea.
You know what I'm saying? Just to go.
Maul's wanted to talk on here anyway.
Yeah.
And then that would bring somebody new constantly.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of like their duty. I don't know. People are obsessed with Planet O'Shea and what they think right now. So I think that would work.
Nice.
So we need to write something up and put a post up on the wall tomorrow.
Mhm.
Letting them know. I don't know if Mal would do it though. I don't know how her little stripper schedule works.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually busy at night.
Yeah. But she I think she said she works day shift too. So maybe it just depends on maybe our schedule is different during the week than it is on the weekends.
Yeah, that could be.
I'm gonna have I'll talk to her.
Okay, please do. All right, I don't know if Toy is going to call in or not. And I pushed the thing, and now it's not coming back up. I'm trying to get back into the studio. There it is. Yeah, I don't know what Toy is doing. All right, so I guess more or less we'll do that. Is there any, like, what do you call it, topics or anything that you want to see?
I don't know. I guess right now I can't think straight because I'm getting sleepy.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But, like, when I do think of something, I'll post it. I'll post it on the
okay.
wall. Mm-hmm.
That'll work. I think I'm going to go ahead and end the episode tonight just because, you know, I've already figured out how to work it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll – I'm going to talk to a couple people in the – I'm going to plan it and see if they want to do it tomorrow. And then we'll just go from there.
All right. Well, I'm going to inbox Mel before I go to sleep, and then I'll let you know what she says.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
This is the operator with a collect call from
Emery Jones.
To accept the charges, press 1 now.
Tokyo, Singapore, all this from singing songs. Coming up though, we thought slinging raw was the end all be all of being rich, didn't we? Little did I know I'm on post delivery. With delivery, kingpin of the ink pen, monster, the double entendre, Coke is still my sponsor. The cola, yeah, hover, still getting it in with soda. Diet, no sir, I ain't lose no weight. Started with these crates, now sitting on a whole case. Since they got you sitting on that old case, our dreams is on hold like Tivo. So I can't wait till you get your day. I got 10 plates outside of the gate, we gon' ride.
Operator with a collect call from
Emery Jones.
To accept the charges, press 1 now.
Let's ride.
I know
Yeah.
some places we can go.
I'm crushing.
Tokyo, Singapore, all this from singing songs. Coming up though, we thought slinging raw was the end all be all of being rich, didn't we? Little did I know I'm on post delivery. With delivery, kingpin of the ink pen, monster, the double entendre, Coke is still my sponsor. Cola, yeah, Hova, still getting it in with soda. Diet, no sir, I ain't lose no weight. Started from the crates, now I'm sitting on a whole case. Since they got you sitting on that old case, our dreams is on hold like Tivo. So I can't wait till you get your day. I got the templates outside of the gate, we gon' ride.
Hello? Hello? Yeah.
Hold on.
Hello? Not Brandy, asshole. Hello? Hello? Hello,
hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
the operator with a collect call from
Emery Hill.
To accept charges, press 1 now.
Hello?
Hello. Hey.
What are you doing?
Trying to figure this shit out.
Oh.
It's complicated.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've done or what?
Hmm. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever done it. And Loren, she called in earlier and helped. Ashley was on. She's in bed now, and I'm trying to get Toya to call. And this dude wants to call in, but he's in jail.
Not Miosha either.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Oh, my God.
What? What are you talking? Where are you?
I'm at work.
Oh. You think I should let the guy from jail call?
I don't know.
I don't want to go to jail for that. Can you go to jail for that?
You can't.
Isn't that like aiding and abetting or something? He's already in jail.
He shouldn't have a cell phone in there, so that's contraband. So if he gets caught, then he gets added time.
Well, I'm not worried about that, not to sound cold-hearted, but if he gets more time, he just gets more time. But I don't want to go to jail for that.
You can't go to jail for that.
What if he, like, gives a shout-out to one of his homies and, like, puts a death threat out?
Well, why would he do that?
I don't know. He seemed cool in my inbox. You think we should let him call in?
It's my time for her to get a new man.
Not her man, nosy.
Who's that?
Name's Steve.
Tell Steve I'm gay.
She said, tell Steve I'm gay.
Oh, I see how it is.
Did you hear
he that? Sounds white, so I'm definitely gay.
He is white.
Yeah. No, I'm gay.
Dwayne goes, he is gay.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to see if Andrew's going to call in. Listen, don't leave me on the phone with this guy.
Okay.
Oh, and Desi. Because if, like, he gives a death shout out or something, he might be like, you remember the guy I messaged you, like, his info and told you to Google him?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
That's him.
I know who it is. I thought one of the guys hurt himself.
Oh. Are they supposed to be in bed?
Yeah.
They're supposed to have curfew. Toya, she punking out. She need a call.
You left a message in my inbox today.
Who, Toya?
Yeah, she's talking in Creole.
Oh, I don't understand that.
Well, she was talking English first, and then she was like, oh, in case you wanted to hear it. And then she said, like, something like, what's up or something for you.
Oh, you mean the new voicemail things that they're doing.
Yeah. On Facebook.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh.
No one's sending me any. I want to hear Brandy.
Yeah.
Whose voice is sweeter, yours or hers?
I don't know. Raven's pen?
You don't need any Raven stuff.
He's anti-Raven.
Good for him. I like him.
Fuck you.
High five through the phone. Ravens suck.
I'm sitting here with my scarf on and my hat, and I had my pen until it got thrown.
Who threw it?
Dwayne. I got a pack of Raven's pens.
Oh, yeah, I would have thrown it too. I wanted the 49ers to win. I'm still upset about that. I still have to give you your picture.
No, you don't have to do that.
My husband, he was like, just wet a T-shirt and take a picture of it. He said, you didn't say it had to be on. He's like, here, he threw a T-shirt. He's like, just wet the T-shirt and take a picture of it and send it to her.
You know, earlier Brandy was like, I see she didn't put up your picture or just put it in your inbox. And I was like,
I texted it to her. Now what? I'm going to start some shit.
I didn't say that.
No, don't tell her that. I won't get you in trouble again.
I wouldn't. What? Where was it? Right here?
No.
Oh, trying to burn a hole in my Ravens.
Y'all sound hella bored.
Huh?
Y'all sound hella bored. So the stripper, Mal, what we're going to do is whoever, like, the newbie of the week is.
Mm-hmm.
You love that, don't you? It was so cute. I put that together. Anyway, whoever the newbie of the week is, that's going to be who? What?
I think that's gay as shit.
That shit was cute. I did a collage and everything. It was time consuming. But they're going to help co-host through the week that they're member of the week on. See, these folks are still, like, look.
Hold on,
guys are,
hold on, hold on. The guys are fighting in there. Yeah, they got to arguing inside the room.
Yeah, I was trying to
calm
down.
Tell them to calm down. We're trying to do something.
So they're going
to
call
stop.
Week.
Yeah, I just told these guys, I said, stop fighting on the wall and call in and tell that motherfucker how you really feel. See if they'll call in. They sitting there going at it on the wall. Alright, I'm gonna see if they don't call. I'm gonna be messy as hell. I got like 40 minutes left on this thing to be messy. Where's my studio? There it is.
I'd say,
why they fighting?
I'd say more stuff, but I can't. Oh, well, I don't know why they were in there arguing. To be honest. Yeah, too much testosterone and not enough pussy.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Is all men there?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I should let them get on Planet O'Shea. Are they allowed to have internet?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be in the group anymore.
You'd be in trouble. There's a lot of motherfuckers in here, though. You wouldn't even know if they was in here.
It's against, like, rules. Like, to have anyone on my Facebook or anything.
He said he bit his ribs, show all in his chest. They're talking about Darrell. He put that picture of his girl up with her gorilla fist.
Oh.
That's a pretty-ass ring.
Yeah, it is.
Her knuckles is light. She's been pounding bricks.
So what?
I mean, if he likes it, I love it. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Oh my God. You're so mean on the wall and so nice on, like, the phone.
Oh. I mean all around.
Mm-mm. I don't think you're really mean, though. I think you just talk shit. I think in person you wouldn't say nothing.
Yeah, right. Told you.
This guy doesn't like me. Because I'm Illuminati.
Shut up.
Illuminati.
I'm Illuminati. I'm not Illuminati. I just fuck Illuminati every night. I'm not actually Illuminati. I'm not an Eastern Star.
Steve said, "You're Illuminati. You gotta glow in the dark, Bilbo."
What the fuck? Mine is purple. It does not glow in the dark. It's got little veins running through it, though. That is shit. I want to get a strap. I've always wanted to do that. I have. That's like, that's power.
I know it is.
Oh, you got one?
I do.
Hold on, I'm asking.
I said I do.
Oh, hold on, let me see who this is.
It's just my phone charger.
No, right here.
Hello? Yeah, I got 5% power right now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, ladies.
Hi, who is this?
Will the Barber.
Who?
Will the Barber.
Will the Barber. Let me go on here. Are you one of the ones arguing?
No, I don't do that.
Where's your profile? I'm trying to find your profile so I can see what you look like.
I don't actually have a picture up on my profile pic.
You
don't?
Why not?
The picture that's on my profile pic is a man, a lady. She has her leg up on his knee. He has on a red tie. She has on a red heel.
Oh, wow. Hold on. I spell your name.
Will, W-I-L-L, the Barber.
D-A?
Yes, B-A-R-B-E-R.
Okay. Thank you. An 8 gigger.
It's not coming up. It's not coming up, Will. Are we
it
friends?
Should. No, I don't think we're friends.
Why are we not friends?
I don't know. We're in the same group. We're just not friends in the group.
Let me see if I can pull you up
here. If you want a drink from it, that's fine.
Say what?
I'm going to try to pull you up. That's Desi. She's talking about
what?
Her glow-in-the-dark dildo.
That's what we're talking about, your glow-in-the-dark dildo.
I told you mine doesn't glow-in-the-dark.
No, I called in because I wanted your lady's opinion on something.
Mm-hmm.
I just put
Go
a
ahead.
Post up there. I just put a post up on my page. I mean, up on the page. And it basically states that it was a question to the fellas, first of all, but feel free for the ladies to comment. The question was, how would another guy feel if his wife told him she wants to have sex with another woman, but he's not invited?
See,
what
that's the...
She must have a crush on me then, huh?
Say what?
Yeah, Desi. She just wants Desi. She don't want you to join.
Yeah,
no.
She don't...
I don't think he should worry about it. I mean, if she's just wanting to experiment. But it depends on who the girl is that she's trying to sleep with. Because, I mean, she might take her.
See, I'm different. Okay. Is this a personal experience first? Is
yes,
this something
this
actually going on?
Yes, this is my wife.
Okay, so your wife wants to have a threesome, but she only wants the girl and she doesn't want
you. No, she doesn't want to have a threesome. She just wants to have sex with another woman, but I'm not invited.
You're not allowed to watch.
I'm not going to be involved in it.
Okay, so let me explain this to you so you could explain it to her. That's just not going to work. I personally do it in my own life, but I feel that it's cheating if you don't at least get to watch. And it's selfish for her to want to do it and not even allow you to watch.
Okay, and see her defense is that she told me this in the beginning before when we first got together, that, you know, she's into females and all that, right? And mm-hmm. I told her, okay, that's not a problem with me. But mm-hmm. see, here's the thing, though. I said, if you're allowed to be with another woman, does that mean I am involved in the process? She tells me no. So I said, okay, if that's the case, then I'm allowed to have a girlfriend too then, huh?
I don't agree with that.
If you can have a girlfriend, then I should be allowed to have a girlfriend.
At that point, then you should just have an open relationship, period. Is she there?
Yeah, she's here. She's in another room.
What do you think, Desi?
I think that, I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't allow it.
I don't think I would allow it either. Whether she told you or not in the beginning, I wouldn't allow it. I think it's selfish. It's like she wants to have her key. She wants to have her cake and eat it too.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
See, and that's my point, and that's exactly what I said. I said, you know what? That's some selfish ass shit. You telling me? Okay, I understand. You telling me that you're into females and that you want to.
Just because it's another female doesn't make it right. It's still cheating. Unless your partner's involved, it's still cheating.
I said the same exact thing. And she's trying to make me feel like I'm wrong for the way I feel. I said, you know what? We might as well get a fucking divorce then.
Oh, damn.
I'm no Dr. Phil, and I don't want to say to go to get a divorce because I'm sure you know you have history. It's something that definitely needs to be talked about, worked out.
I mean, but am I wrong about it? Am I wrong for feeling that way?
No, you're not. Because it's cheating.
Oh, you read the
question? When it comes down to it, it's cheating.
When it comes down to it, it's cheating.
It's cheating. If you tell her not to do it, that you're not okay with it, and she says, okay, well, then I'm not going to do it, that's one thing. But if she still keeps pushing the issue, whether she's telling you she's going to do it in or not, the fact that she's still wanting to do it is cheating.
That's crazy.
I think it's cheating. That's just my personal opinion.
I mean, I think it is, too.
If you tell her no and she still does it, that's cheating.
There's no doubt about that one.
No doubt.
I thought, I said, you know what? That's some bullshit. That's some real selfish ass shit.
That is some bullshit.
I mean, you could have told her in the beginning that you just like white girls. Okay, I'm going to marry you, but I like white girls, so I want to have a white girl on the side throughout our entire relationship because that's just what I like to do.
Oh, she would have gotten pissed off.
Yeah, it's the same shit, though.
That hurts.
That you did. Can y'all hear me?
And I'm like, yo, for you to feel that one fucking way. See, first of all, I told her like this. I said, you know what? In the beginning, we weren't married when you told me this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are married. You are my wife. And the fact that you're telling me that you are comfortable having sex with another woman and not involving me, fuck you.
I agree.
Ooh.
Would you go for it, Malls?
Nah, not at all. Mm-mm. So she was a lesbian from the get-go, just undercover.
No,
she's bisexual. It just sounds
like
something's lacking in the relationship to where she feels she needs to step out and have a female.
Like, please.
Like, she just can't have a threesome?
It's a jealousy. It's a lot of jealousy in that, too.
And that's the whole thing, right? I said, you know what? Okay, I can understand that, you know, you digging females or whatever, right? But if you want to be with a female, the only way that's going to happen as me being your husband unless I'm involved with it.
Exactly.
If I can't be involved with it, then hell no.
See, well, you're absolutely right for feeling that way.
Are you eating enough cake?
say what now?
Go ahead, Debbie.
Are you eating enough cake?
Man, I do it as much as possible.
Oh, all right then.
Is she complaining? Does she want it done differently? Do you have too much hair on your chin?
I don't have no hair. I don't have any hair on my face except my mother.
You have a baby face, and she still wants another woman. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No.
It's
something
probably
else.
Having hair on your chin.
Say what?
No, I mean, why else would a woman want another woman if the man's already taking care of that department? Maybe it was too abrasive because he had too much hair on his face. Then he could have shaved his chin, gave her some head, and, you know, marriage saved.
Nah, I keep my face.
Bro, how long you been with this girl?
Nah, it's going on 2 years, man.
Nah.
Did you do anything or did she say anything about you to make her want to do that?
Nah, she, you know what, when we first got together, you know what I mean, she told me that she was bisexual shit, that she was into girls, right? And I told her, I said, well, she said, how would I feel about her having a girlfriend? And I said, okay, well, if you're going to have a girlfriend, then that makes her our girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not our girlfriend, that means I can have a girlfriend too then.
Exactly. A marriage is 50-50. If you bring a chick in, I get half of her. Whether it's top or bottom, she's going to do something.
It goes just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Another girl.
Now, she's wrong.
He wanted to be involved.
Oh. How long has she known that? How long has she known that other girl?
Man, shit. She got like one chick that she's been knowing for like 5 years. She said they've been intimate one time.
She lying. She's doing it behind your back. She just wants you to say yes, it's okay now. Now she's feeling guilty. Now she just wants you to say it's okay for her to do it. She don't want to sneak around no more.
Yeah.
Once a female licks another female, that shit don't stop. Especially if it was good.
Word.
Every time we go to the bathroom.
And then check this out, right? Like I read, they had been texting each other. You know what I mean? And you know, I read on the phone. I was like, she had told her, she was like, man, I want you to do something. So the chick asked her, was like, do what? She was like, do me. And the chick was like, oh, why? Then she was like, nah, I'm just asking. Now, hold on. Who the fuck says that shit? And then you try to turn around and tell me it ain't shit.
Mm-mm. She lying. You might have to clean house.
And this is my wife, man.
Where are you from, Will?
I'm in Chicago.
Oh. It's rough. It's rough in Chicago.
Man,
I will never go to Chicago. I will never go to Chicago. Hell no.
I'm coming down there for Rihanna in March.
Rihanna's bi too, but hell, I guarantee she bring the woman too, Chris.
Well,
I'm sorry. I got a question. So who am I talking to on the phone? I have no idea.
I'm Shay Jackson. And then Debbie, say hi.
Hey, look.
Hello.
I'm a call back, all right?
All right. Look, don't hit her. We're not insured for that.
All right.
Bye.
You said we're not insured for that.
All right, I'm trying to save y'all numbers. Desi, what did yours start with?
608.
All right. Malls, what did yours start with?
347. 347? Yeah.
Malls, congratulations, member of the week.
Oh, thank you.
No
thank
problem.
You. Did you see my speech?
I didn't. I've been trying to get this show together all day.
Oh, okay.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. I gave everybody a shout out. You know, you got some bitter people in there.
Yeah, there are some very bitter people in there. Everybody wants to be on the show. Hold on. Oh, they're just listening in. You got to push one if you want to talk. What we're going to do, if it's okay with you, we've already spoken with Mal. And whoever is the, you know, newbie or member of the week, we want to have them co-host with us throughout that week. Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, what time would y'all be starting?
10:30.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, we do it late.
Eastern time?
Eastern time.
10:30 Eastern time? Okay.
Yeah. Where are you from, Malls?
New York.
New York? Oh, I hear it.
New York. He's from
Brooklyn.
New York.
I went to Ditmas.
Well, I'm from
Puerto Ricans. I went to Ditmas Middle. I used to live over there on Newkirk.
Oh,
and then Nostrand,
okay.
Yeah, and then Nostrand, okay. I was the only white girl over there on Nostrand.
Nostrand what? Newkirk?
Nostrand and K. I am white.
You're lying, you ain't white.
No, bunny. I am white. I'm super white. I tan.
I've seen most of your body. I know you're white.
Told you. White.
Oh, what's going on? What
bit? What bit?
The Super Bowl bet y'all made.
What?
She forgot.
I'll do it tomorrow. I promise.
Okay.
Oh, see, everyone knows about the Super Bowl pick. You're welcome.
I know. Nobody commented on it, but everybody knows.
You're welcome, Jamal.
Thank you.
So thank you, Desi.
I mean, I see a lot that goes on. I just don't say nothing.
You are on everybody's post, status, comment, talking shit. That's why you got member of the week.
Nah, I'm not on everybody's post.
Stop lying.
Only the important people.
Oh, there you go. Makes sense. Not the mud ducks.
Mud ducks.
Some mud ducks in there.
So
it's so funny because I have... Go ahead.
I'm about to cut you off. What happened with Cali Alley? What, they lost this show or something? How does
no, Cali Alley has their own show. And this is now the new Planet O'Shea's show. So we're going to start doing
this. This is going to be up forever?
Not forever, until people stop calling in.
Okay.
Not over.
LR, he used to run the show, but then they got down to talking about Stray Cats and Ruth from the Bible. So he had to ask. And now we're taking over.
Okay.
Trying to get Catalea and Jimmy to co-host. And Toya was supposed to call in, but she still hasn't called in. Ashley was on earlier. Yeah, I forget. You have her on speed dial, right?
I used to. I don't anymore. I used to.
I'm kind of hating on Desi right now.
Why?
Because you got pics I won't.
I don't have. I deleted them, actually.
Oh, wait. Ant's talking shit. I didn't queue. Tell him to push one. He says he's been in queue. Hold on. Hello?
Y'all niggas ain't shit.
Oh,
no.
Man. Fuck this guy, yo. Oh, shit.
I was looking
oh,
at the page.
Shit.
I'm sorry.
Is this... Oh, shit.
What's wrong, Malls? You don't like Aunt Terry? You don't like Aunt?
Nah, he just ain't shit, man. That nigga is...
You ain't shit.
Y'all looking at Barbie and you talk about he ain't shit.
Now, hold on. I can explain that. I can actually.
You cannot explain that.
There's no explanation.
You can only explain it to God.
You're gonna mention that with this guy on the phone.
Because I just came up with my new speech.
I saw that shit.
His tongue looked dry as hell. Looking at plastic.
Oh, shit. I hope nobody else will enjoy that. But now, let me explain that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ain't really supposed to explain it. That's what my lawyer told me.
Is this what your lawyer told you?
Left. Yeah, I ain't supposed to be explaining shit. But, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. See what had happened was.
Uh huh.
Didn't know if I
wanted
to start it that corner.
What the hell that nigga say? Anyway, I saw the pic. It was on somebody.
Hello?
Before. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. I had that pic for about. This is Jamal.
All right. Wait, who's got that 832 number?
My decoy.
Sure, I do. Ontario do.
All right. He's a decoy.
Wait, wait for me. I'm here,
huh? All right. And then the 312 is who?
Yeah, that's Will the Barber. I'm back on the line.
Hi, Will. You didn't smack your wife, did you?
Nah, but she almost made me fuck up.
No, don't hit her.
Oh, this the dude that be giving the kids the haircuts and shit, the fancy haircuts?
Yeah.
Yeah, you live in New York, bro?
Nah, I'm in Chicago, bro.
Oh, damn. That nigga way out there.
You know what I'm giving this?
Yo, if you see somebody, yeah. if you see some, do you know a guy named Kahinda Fryer?
Yeah.
No, I mean the dude from Chicago.
Nah,
Kahinda's on the page. Oh.
What?
Oh.
Nah, I don't know
him,
bro.
Some money, man. Beat that man ass. I pay you.
What did Kahinda do to you?
Huh?
What did he do to you?
Nah, nothing really.
That was something.
We be bothering each other. We just be bothering each other back and forth.
Nah, I don't know the dude personally, man.
I've had about 4 or 5 beefs with people that I'm now cool with. I've had beef with Dominus J. I've had beef with Travis Forbes.
Hey. Hey, to all the guys, y'all saw, did y'all see my question I posted, man?
What was
I ain't been that little puss-ass group by 2 days.
Oh, shit.
We've missed you, too. I'm still waiting for my little request.
Tell them about the restraining order.
Hey, Shay.
Yes.
You should send me a request.
I'm okay.
I said you should send me a request.
Who is that?
This is Will the Barber.
You
I gotta find
jail,
you. Have to send me one because I can't find you, Will.
You in Facebook jail, bro?
Say what now?
You in Facebook jail?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook jail
right
now.
Oh, okay.
They got me on that shit for like 7 days right now.
I've never been in Facebook jail.
Hey, the last time they had me on this shit for like 30 days, man.
Oh, I remember those days. I remember those days.
Hey, for 30 days, man, I was like, damn, no shit.
In Baltimore.
Hey, but listen, look. Who's been on there and read the question?
Oh, okay. I'll talk to him for you.
If he was married.
For what?
Yeah, that's the one.
All my other ones are hard cases.
Not
the bigger one or this one that just fits right
that's
over
it? That's a tough one. I don't even know. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I got a black and purple case.
Would you G for that?
If you can't watch, remember that.
I can't watch?
They're not even looking
at the What's the
Ain't no involvement at all.
Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Man,
they can have a picture, a video, a screenshot, nothing.
Nothing.
You can't even listen by the door? You can't even...
No. You got to leave.
Nothing.
You got to go to Walmart.
Yes.
I can't go to Walmart.
Who's that, Shay?
Uh-huh.
It's that you feel.
I feel like
you take a trip to Walmart, huh?
Yep.
Nah, I couldn't go for that at all. Not at all.
Nah, I don't
care. She can do that shit. She can do that shit.
But would you stay
shit.
With
Ontario,
her?
Yeah, stay with her. Hell, you motherfucker, I'll stay with her and hope the motherfucking girl put it on her ass so they do it again. I'd be invited for the next one.
No, that's what he's saying, though. He's saying that
his
wife's done it and will not allow him to... be involved
can't
in
watch,
any way.
You can't listen. You can't put no camera in there. You can't knock on the door.
No, nothing.
Can't even sleep on the sheets when they're done. They have to wash them.
That's right. You can't even smell it.
Smell that shit. None of it.
Say, you go too
you can't even put your nose in the sheets after they. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't even trip.
You would
you
trip?
Crazy.
That's because I don't give a fuck, though. I ain't tripping.
You
would marry
shit,
her?
I mean, so of course, you ain't going to give a fuck.
I don't give no fucks.
Hey, boy, hold on, but that's you married, though.
They married to each other.
Oh, so it happened to you?
That's his wife. It's his wife.
Oh, so it happened?
Yes, it's his wife. This is going on right now. She is in the kitchen.
Oh.
Well,
in that case.
Around the floor?
So you're not being hypothetical no more.
What
happens to
that white boy?
I would say,
What's my getting eating around a fool?
I don't know. I was just talking shit. I was talking like right now she's in the kitchen. She's not like getting it on in the kitchen.
I was about to
say,
nah, not like that. Not right. not like right at this moment,
no.
Man.
getting the cucumber ready.
Not to be on with your business. She's still having sex with you?
Yeah.
Go leave the room with a pickle.
Pussy gonna smell like dill.
I think if you know, can't you get some money for that? Like, can't you divorce her and get what is it, alimony or some shit like that?
Well, you can. What I would
if
do.
She has anything to take.
I guess that's how that shit go.
There's some small ass cameras you can get, boy. I'll put the fuck out that shit.
That's just messed up.
Adultery has no definition.
I thought it was.
It really doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Either way, back and forth between the two.
Adultery is sex outside.
Well, if you want to be spiteful, you can just get another female. That shit right in front of her. At least you know how I feel.
That's what I would
do.
Really piss off, bro. If she catch a video of another chick sucking your dick, she mad than a motherfucker. You busting out her face, too? She's like, you busting out her face?
Hey, look. Hey, hold on. I'm going to call back in a second, man.
Look, his wife coming back upstairs. He got to go.
All right, nigga. I bust on every bitch face possible. I mean, that motherfucker busting on her face faithfully. I be going to church busting on pastor's wife face.
Will, the show's over in 30 minutes, so make it quick.
Oh, damn, I just called. Show's over?
In 30 minutes.
Okay.
I'm about to play.
You only get an hour?
Nah, I get 2 hours. The first hour, I had some admins on.
Oh, that was a private show.
Was my admin
on? That was the pre-show. I was trying to figure out how to work this thing.
Oh, okay.
Man, I got my little...
Damn, I wish I was on it. I would have gave everybody a thanks on there for voting for me.
Oh, I'm gonna go read your speech.
Yeah, it's a lot of bitterness on there.
Shay.
A lot of people don't like morals.
Was my
Desi. Which one's yours? Brandy?
Yeah.
No, Brandy wasn't on the phone.
Oh.
It was Naren. And it was Ashley.
You don't know my name.
Nobody don't want to know your name, bro.
Ontario. I can't even fuck with Ontario tonight.
That's my nigga, man. He's one of the funniest dudes in the group.
He's hilarious. He busts everybody out.
Between him, DeVar.
I want to do stand-up, man, but I'm scared to get on the stage. I ain't go front. I'm scared as fuck to go on the stage.
Why?
I know, like, everybody gets booed, man. I just don't want to go through that shit, because I'll probably fuck around and throw chairs at the motherfuckers and shit.
Nah, if they start booing, just take your shirt off.
No. Last thing I need to hear is,
hell yeah.
That bunch of gay niggas in there with arms with, like, laughing tassies in that bitch.
If they got money, too, shit, and...
I'm cool, man. I'm cool. I got asked to go to LA and do like a shoot for a skit though, so solo TV show. I'm gonna go do that.
My bad. I forgot
I'm like
a dude.
You should do it.
I'm gonna do that. I'm supposed to be playing some Mexican dude named Hector.
Oh,
What the fuck? Aren't you black?
Yeah, I'm black, and I got, and I just, and as of today, I got dreadlocks, so I gotta get a wig.
Oh, don't do that. Your hair's not long enough. We just now trying to lock it up.
What do you mean? My hair is not. It's already done. And my hair is long enough. Thank you very much.
Take a picture.
I already did.
I'm so late. Where is it?
Oh, you want to put it in a little pussy ass group.
Don't call my group a pussy now.
I put pussy in there, check the group.
I would get offended.
What was she talking about?
You talking about me calling the group a little pussy ass group.
What group you talking about?
Wait, OJ. You so slow. You still sitting over there thinking about that Barbie. No, I don't have one. I
asked you.
I don't have multiple groups. I admin in the Cali Alley, and I admin in Planet O'Shea. And then I had some groups. Shut up. I had some groups, but, like, I don't know. I neglect my group so bad for Planet O'Shea. The things I do for O'Shea is ridiculous.
Yo, y'all, man, that motherfucker accent is horrible.
Who?
Have y'all listened to Loretta talk? Loretta Henry, she got a little pussy ass voice message.
Who's?
Henry, the motherfucker from UK.
I haven't heard her.
Loretta? Yeah,
yeah.
She's next time. What's up, me guy? I was like, oh, shit. All
right.
This motherfucker here, man. On that bullshit.
I asked you for the first time tonight. That shit shocked the hell out of me. I thought I had the wrong number.
Well, I
thought Loretta was the person that, like, when you first called the number and you hear that person say, "Welcome to Live Blog Talk Radio."
Mm-hmm. Blog
at first,
Talk
I thought that
radio.
Was
that's what you sound like. That's what you sound like, bro.
Yeah, but voice is a lot lighter.
Like,
but I thought that was
her. I got a heavy ass voice.
We're
going
to have
a
call in.
She called me a Yankee.
I thought Desi was going to sound like a man.
She called me a fuck nigga.
Who did?
She can't say nigga. She's like, nigga. Nigga. She sounds like an African. She be saying that shit. Nigga.
Maz, why would you look at the Barbie?
All right. Oh, yeah, man,
let me explain that. That's not really me. That's not me.
Yes, it is. Your tongue is solid white on top.
No, if you look at the guy's face, that's not me. My sideburns not even like that.
Because you cut them. Stop lying. That's what your lawyer told you to say.
my sideburns not even that thick.
Let me see your cuticles. Take a picture of your cuticles.
All right, I got to go in the dictionary and look that up.
I'm falling asleep though.
I know, I see that.
I get back to you. As soon as I go in the dictionary and look up that word, I get back to you.
What, cuticles?
Nigga, that's your nails, dog.
Your fingertips.
Oh,
ask Tiffany about my nails. My nails are hard.
You gotta get a manicure, bro. Yeah. You learn them words real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were good,
you gotta keep your feet in your toes,
man. Nobody walked up.
I didn't say.
But no, that was it had one of them ratchet. It had one of them websites on it where they have a bunch of ratchet pictures.
Mhm.
I cut that part out to make it seem like a real picture. And I posted that as my profile pic last year. Yeah. I got some mixed responses for it.
Yeah, I can see that. Have you looked at the alley today?
Nah, it's in the alley.
Yeah, they have it as somebody else.
See, that's that shit. That ain't right at all. I posted
the
picture.
They blaming it and saying it's somebody else now in the alley.
See, they don't, even when I try to be wrong, I'm not wrong. I posted that picture a long time ago, like when I first got in the alley. I think I got like 3 likes, 14 comments.
Mm-hmm.
What is that shit at now? Like 100 and something likes and 100 and something comments?
I haven't been back in there. I put on there, they were like,
man.
They said something like, TK, is that you? And I was like, no, that's Malls.
I posted that picture up a long time ago. Well, not a long time ago, man, but like a few weeks ago.
It was like
ago.
Last month, yeah. Mm-hmm. I see Malibu.
I get no love even when I'm trying to get roasted.
Put your real picture in there. You'll get roasted.
No, you won't. No, you won't. They come with that gay shit real quick. I let
yeah,
them put
everybody's
that.
Gay. What is that? Why is gay like the biggest roast of the groups now?
That
like,
ain't
oh,
no
you're
big
gay.
Ass roast. That's what motherfuckers. That's what motherfuckers. Motherfuckers ain't got nothing.
No attention in there. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. But niggas ain't got nothing else to say. That's what they say. Niggas on their last leg, like, man, this nigga kick my ass all day. He must be gay. No,
yeah.
Try to, bro.
And then the gay dude.
They be thinking that shit will get underneath your skin. Don't nothing get underneath my skin, though. I'm an asshole. Don't nothing get underneath my skin. That shit.
I made one girl leave last night. She bounced.
Hey, quick side note. You borrowed $1,000 a day. I'm actually need to find these fucking pieces.
What?
I want $1,000 today. I said I want $1,000 today, and I'm happy than a motherfucker.
On what?
You gonna share that?
Super Bowl.
I ain't share that shit. I'm about to pay these bills off. I'm about to pay these little pussy ass bills off, and then after that, I'm good.
You broke again?
Nah.
To pay these bills off, then I'm good.
I can't wait for my check.
My power is back
on. I'm trying to find these damn pieces so I can collect on this shit.
What, that McDonald's Monopoly shit?
You know what? Actually, no, man. You ever heard of Raising Cane's?
Mm-mm.
Nah. Raising Cane's is really, really, really good, too, by the way. It's a little pussy ass chicken joint shit. It's really good, man. It's they're making a little national chain now. But, that is a little game piece thing, kind of like how McDonald's do. And I got my little pieces, so I got, $1,000 today. I just got to collect on that.
Oh, I always thought
that was a hoax.
Oh, you know what? I thought it was, too, until today.
Yeah, I get everything but Boardwalk every year.
Yep, exactly. I know. That's how I be feeling, too. Let me make sure I got everything. All I need is this S. What is it? Oh, I might be so mad, yo, if I don't find an S.
See me going through your trash.
Oh, I had to see the whole time. So I need an S. Yo, I'm so mad right now because I got everything I need except an S. I didn't win $1,000.
So you didn't get $1,000.
I'm hurt, man.
See? Now your life is a loss.
It's happened.
We're going to take up a collection.
I want to make sure I'm right.
He just got his internet back on. That's why he's been gone for 2 days.
We'll be
all right. Nah, man. My homegirl, they've been trying to give me, like, all right, there's in Arizona, there's a little thing called the main event. It's like a little, like a male review, like a strip show and shit. So like everybody's been trying to give me to do that shit, man. I'm not doing it.
You should do it. You should do it and record it and put it on the wall.
I'm not doing it. I'm not going to the main event.
Oh.
I don't thirst that often, Desi. Really
nah,
don't.
That's it though. That's all I've been up to. I've been trying to stay out of that and then training for football and stuff too. So that's it for me. What y'all been doing? Nothing.
Oh, I've been good.
I'm about to buy this 8 inch for my bathroom.
So if I got this right, it's in the group is Maul, Desi and Shay, right? And that's it right now. That's in this
yeah,
phone.
That's it right now. Everybody else hung up.
Yeah, so it's Thursday. Oh, well, listen, Thursday, that nigga ain't called.
Who else called?
Mm-hmm. I got to bump it back up. We didn't advertise today either. We're going to advertise tomorrow.
I forget if that's the nigga to call in and be like, girl, Shay, girl, send your ass pictures, girl. Add me. Add me.
My inbox is ridiculous.
Just,
I just tell them don't work anymore.
Do my winning picture if you want to, and then
yeah. What was you posting in the Cadillac group, Shay? The world wants to know.
What?
The world wants to know what you was posting in the Cadillac Triple S group.
Was you in there?
Because right before I left the Cali Alley, all I saw was who had the best post in the Cali Alley, and all I saw was Belize White and Shay Jackson. I was like, oh, okay. What's
with their posting? What is up with Belize White? Is that her in that profile pic?
You know, I
That's
don't
her.
Know. I think it is, yes, but I don't know if that was her bed she put a picture of. She
that
had like six mattresses on top of each other.
Yeah.
And a zebra pillow.
She's funny as a motherfucker.
Her dominant. She's fucking hilarious. She's different.
Mm-hmm.
Taking male spot, man.
Mm-hmm. She be cute. She put that shit out her nose.
Yeah, so the world wants to know, man. The world wants to know. The world wants to know. And these girls, I live with two girls. So, like,
mm-hmm.
these motherfuckers don't ever eat leftovers. But they, like, and they can't really cook. So, I'm about to eat the spaghetti. This shit is like that. It sucked, man. I cook better than, like, her and her girl. They probably in there fucking right now, too. Pussy-ass girls. I be trying to go in and catch them sometimes. I be trying to walk in the room, but they be locking the door on my ass. And maybe in the shower and shit.
So they're dating?
Yeah, they dating. They've been dating for like a year. They stay fucking.
Oh, it's Toya. Hold on. I'm not good at this edit button thing. All right, hold on. Hello?
You can't be saying it's Toya. Dang, what if I wanted to act like it wasn't me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We don't care anymore.
We have a new caller.
Who's that?
My name's Shanae.
It's Shanae.
Yeah, who the fuck is
that? That's a whole world with choice of a name.
Over there. Who that is?
Over there. Yeah, I know who the fuck this is. Who you said there. Over there.
Who is
Contrary.
Oh, man. All right. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Living.
Who is this, Jay?
Hold up.
Hey, y'all over there?
Yeah, that was Applebee's. All right. Never mind.
Toya.
Hey, Jay, you know who this is?
Toya.
Y'all know who this is?
It's
I know who that is.
Hey, Toya.
Hello?
Yeah, this
can you hear?
What's good, girl?
It's two different dudes on the phone.
This is Elijah.
Watch.
This Elijah.
The phone.
Huh?
I don't know because my studio just went away. Let me try to find it.
Who are you?
I'm Elijah.
Who are you?
This
who?
The bell, girl. You don't know who this
is? Oh, hell. You put me on the phone with this motherfucker.
Well,
yeah, what you got to say?
Hello?
Hello?
Man, what
the fuck? Hold on. 424,
who are you? 424.
Hello?
Yes. This is
Mallory. Who am I speaking
with? Shay Jackson.
And Elijah.
Hi, honey. How are you?
This is dark and lovely.
This is DeVille.
Who keeps saying they're DeVille?
Who is dark and lovely?
DeVille keeps saying you're DeVille. What kind of question is that?
Fucking DeVille on the line?
Nah, DeVille, are you on this motherfucking line, too?
That's Maul. That is not DeVille.
DeVille, can I ask you a question?
Hey, go ahead, Shelby.
Okay. Why do you murder people? in that room. I've been feeling bad for these jokers sometimes. I'm like, God damn.
Because let me tell you something. These motherfuckers deserve it.
Mallory, what Mallory is this?
These thirst buckets.
This is Stripper Mallory.
What? Stripper Mallory, yeah. That's
my baby.
Yeah, this is
my baby. What are you? Wait a Mallory, you baby, are you mine or hers?
Yeah, Mallory, let's get that straight. Who's getting it first?
I might chime in. Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, Raven.
Oh,
who in the hell?
I get nervous when I hear that voice, man. That's just how fun.
Let's
how fun
talk about somebody. Who can we freaking talk about? Everybody.
Nah,
all of a sudden are coming out, posting pictures because they started this new thing.
Why are you screaming?
What?
Why are you screaming on the phone?
Bird.
She's loud.
That was Maul.
My volume is up.
Yeah, why are you screaming for?
My volume is up.
Turn it down.
No, your volume has nothing to do with your vocal tone.
Leave her alone.
What was that?
My volume, let me turn it down so I don't yell no more. All right. Okay.
Hey, what you said, because I swear to God, my phone wasn't on it. My ear wasn't on the phone. Now, if you cut the joke and I missed it, I'm about to start bagging on yours, man.
No, it's Desi Malls. Be quiet. I'm going to mute your ass. I got to figure out which one of y'all is doing it, though.
Wait, what?
Toya hung up.
Huh?
Toya hung up.
You hung up?
Oh, Toya was on the phone, too?
She was. She got on right, like literally right before you did. And then when she asked you, she said, are you me or hers? And then she hung up because you wouldn't answer.
Oh, really? Damn, I talk too much. Now, motherfucker, can you say that? Yeah, you can say that. Don't say I'm motherfucking loud and shit. Just think that.
Oh, it took me 2 hours to get her to call in. Enough. She got 12 minutes or the damn line's going to go off.
Oh, good.
Oh, shit.
Hey, y'all got a question for you, man. I got into it with this stud today because I told the let me ask y'all a question. Y'all think studs should get in the club for free on ladies' night?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
No, I don't.
Because my sister is a stud, and I take offense to anything being said bad about studs. So
my
cousin's
a stud, and if you gonna act like a man, then you gonna pay like a man.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if I gotta go in the club, look, if I gotta go in the club and I gotta compete,
you pay
and I gotta
just
compete,
like I am.
I'm saying, if I gotta go in the club and I gotta compete for pussy with you, you paying for this motherfucker too, and you buying
that
pussy.
There you go.
They be using the men's bathroom like us.
If you want it down, get in free, put some heels on, just like I did. I got to freeze my ass off to get in for free, so you do the same. Bring your backpack and change into your stud clothes when you get in.
Can't say you want to be a man and then not accept the qualities of being a man. You will pay this $10, $15 getting this little pussy ass club full of these 8s and 7s. You'll be good to go.
So, do studs try to get in free at the club that you're talking about?
Studs always get in clubs free on ladies' night. Because they're female.
Oh, well,
that's annoying as fuck.
Well,
I don't think they should get in free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That shit confusing.
Yeah.
They need to be some small print.
Yes. That'll be a problem. Oh, my God. They'll find a reason to complain about that shit in the damn club.
Well, tell that motherfucker to throw the skirt.
So then can't Sydney Star get in for free?
Damn, that is so fucked up.
Rough, man.
Oh, wow. I mean,
she had a dick cut off.
You know what, man? You know what? And even though it's going to pain me to say this, yes.
Wait, what?
He said yes, that Sydney Star should be allowed to get in for free.
I don't say it like I just jump in the breach of that shit. That shit hurt me to say.
It didn't hurt.
No, but it hurt me to say.
That's the clearest thing you said all night.
You a lie. You a lie.
Y'all talk too much.
That's funny because she still don't know who this is. That's funny, though.
What's
up, Mallory? What's up, Mallory?
Nah, you don't know
shit,
who that
though?
Is?
Hi. This is Mallory Steele's Damage.
That's good.
Hey, Mallory, this is DeVell Watts. How you doing, girl?
Oh, okay. How you doing, baby?
I'm going
to lying.
That's
this
not
Kyle Jeffers. This Kyle Jeffers.
Who?
Kyle Jeffers. Going with the.
Find
it.
I'm fucking Angelique.
How are you?
I'm cool.
I'm Angelique.
I'm mad that nigga DeVille. I'm mad that little pussy ass nigga DeVille put my wife's instant message on the motherfucking group, though.
Wait a minute. Did you
just
say why are you yelling?
If I see that nigga, I'm punching that nigga in his motherfucking mouth.
He ain't gonna hit nobody. That man's old. He can't, that old man. He can get a buffet's half price. Don't do that.
You guys are so loud, I can't say hi to anyone.
Hi, Desi.
Oh, my.
I ain't trying to say hi to you today.
Isn't DeVell the new admin?
Yeah.
If DeVille's an admin, yo, I kid you not. I'm cutting everybody out.
All my life. Hold on. I think I'm talking shit about my own admin. I think
you
he's the new admin. Does he have glasses? And yeah, like half of a mustache thing.
Yeah.
He kind of chunky. Wait, I'm trying to go in the admin group.
That nigga look depressed.
I'm scrolling.
I'm looking at the nigga picture right now. That nigga look like a sad puppy.
Yo, that's our new admin. Stop talking about him. He looks like the Count from Sesame Street. Leave him alone.
Oh, sad puppy, the old face having ass nigga.
He looking like he's thinking real hard in his profile picture, y'all. Leave that man alone. He trying to take this shit serious.
Hey, y'all ever seen Family Matters with Carl Winslow?
Yeah.
He looks like Wayne Brady.
No,
he
looks
like a fucking Count from Sesame Street.
He looks like Carl Winslow.
He looks like a little ass boy. Yeah,
leave that old man alone.
Goddamn.
Give me a fucking senior citizen discount off of him. Watch. Hold on, pull your bag.
He ain't able to keep it up.
I'm trying to say hi to Mallory.
704.
That nigga's trying to keep his.
704.
I ain't got nothing to say, man.
704.
Who
hi,
y'all
honey.
Is talking about?
The boss.
We're talking about the Vera Watson. We're talking about the Vera Watson who put that.
Who are
you
talking about,
Bill? Not me.
I'm talking about
the Bill. I ain't in it.
Yeah,
that's my admin.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong too.
I like the
Bill.
I didn't realize that's who they were talking about. Then that name caught me. I was like, oh, shit, that's our admin.
Oh,
y'all
start
hating on that
oh,
man.
Well,
that nigga don't cheat on Chris
all
the way. And then you got three quarters of a goatee. They all connect on one side, nigga.
That's all right. He did some classic shit on our wall. You saw that shit? He bust out that dude's wife.
Yeah, I saw that bullshit.
Oh, man, I can't breathe.
That nigga entertained that shit, though. That nigga, hey, real talk. Hey, that nigga met the motherfucker in person. He would let us suck his dick. He was the motherfucker.
There's something wrong with it, dude. I was trying to be nice at first. I really was. I read that shit. I was like, oh, no, your wife is a hoe.
He gave a bad name to Texas, man. He ain't shit. He ain't got his girl.
Yeah, but then he's on Nikki's picture talking about he wish her straps on her top would pop. So how
what?
Happily married are you? Yeah, on Nikki where she looked shocked that she took a picture of her breast.
Yeah, Kyle be cheating on his wife on their comments like a motherfucker.
Yes, he does.
And I
know
what you are for tonight. You need to stay commenting on every bitch picture like that. That's so disrespectful. Then you want to holler at DeVale for disrespecting your wife? Come on, my nigga. Get off the
gas.
Well,
he disrespected
her. Hey,
I would have
had that motherfucker inbox
me
some titty pics.
No, show some respect for your so-called wife, and that's not even cute. Like, for real.
I would have had her inbox me all kind of titty.
Exactly. I'm a mute man. Hold on.
No, I would have sent her some pictures of some dick that ain't mine and had her send me some naked pictures back. And then that motherfucker balling.
There you go.
I was saying for that nigga Kyle, nigga would have been like, man, fuck you, nigga. Like, yeah, nigga, she like that shit, nigga. That ain't my dick. That's a white man dick.
Yeah, my bag open.
What? You need full evidence.
Same
yo,
way.
That shit tough.
I'm going to post an imprint up of the strap.
Do what?
Nothing.
we post imprints now?
All right, chill. All right, Shay, man, I put the little pussy ass picture in the little pussy ass group.
Oh, you got it up? Let me go look. You got your little doo-doo braid.
Oh, my God.
I ain't got no braids, man.
You got doo-doo braids.
I don't know doo-doo braids.
Doo-doo braids.
White people.
It's not white people. White people don't have doo-doo braids. Thank you.
So disrespectful.
It's not. Oh, my God. Aw, he's so cute. Look at the before and after. You're like a little boy ready for some milk in that first picture.
Whatever, man.
Damn.
Anyway, man.
You look way too happy to be getting your hair done. I'm
going
to just say that.
Shit. I've been going to shower
like her pussy was real hot on your back.
Mallory, this Ontario, man, be real and shit. Fuck you, whoever said about pussy being hot on my back. Let me see. What else I got to say? Andrew, I got like 10 minutes left. Fuck yourself.
We have 3 minutes for people to call in, and I believe the show keeps on an hour after that. Just can't no one call in after the 3 minutes.
Well, hold up.
I got to make a phone call. I'm about to click over to the other line. I'll be back.
Bye.
Y'all talk y'all shit.
Okay, we can talk shit about your doodle braids.
I can't even comment on the damn doodle braids because of how my phone count set up.
You can't look at it?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's how mine was. I'm on a house phone.
Oh. So, am I the only one that got Sprint and I can't look at Facebook while I'm on the phone?
No, I have T-Mobile and I couldn't do it either.
Oh, okay.
Desi, are you laughing at his bootleg phone?
That wasn't me.
I got an iPhone.
Who is
that? That wasn't me.
Is that Toya?
Who is that?
Hey, girl, it's DeVille.
Toya laughing at you. She likes DeVille.
You laughing at DeVille, baby?
I like DeVille, and DeVille doesn't have an up north accent.
I can't understand a word you just said.
She's trying to be sweet, sexy in the phone tonight.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Beat time.
See, it's coming back now. Get that country slang.
Hold on. Hold on.
Mallory.
I think she's working right now.
Oh. Give her 3 minutes.
I don't know. Them songs be lasting like 5 minutes.
Do they? Not in Atlanta. You get 3 minutes.
Hello.
Yeah,
Mallory.
You're done now.
Yes.
they probably sweeping up the money from the floor.
I'm back up in this mother.
Stupid.
What did I miss? I was watching
Nothing.
Black and Crew.
It says 90 seconds, so I don't know if it's going to...
Oh,
I've never done this, so it may cut all of us off or it may not. I don't know.
She's like 40 years old. Hey, how old are you?
Oh.
Nah,
you?
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Are you?
Oh,
shit.
Yes, I am.
I thought you were older than that.
1987. I'm not ever posting pictures again.
No, your pictures... No.
Hey, look.
Your
pictures, you look young.
Look.
You just sound like you were older,
look.
Like you were my age.
Listen, my name's DeVille Watts. If you feel angry, feel free to inbox me your hate. My name is DeVille motherfucking Watts.
Okay, you want a cookie, DeVille motherfucking
832.
No,
chill. Let me call my number out on the phone, girl.
I just said 832. I didn't say the whole number.
I had to hang up, man. That's my fault. But yeah.
Who is it, Ant?
This is definitely ain't shit. I ain't about shit. I ain't never gonna be shit.
I mentioned you in my shout outs, bro. You should check that out too.
I would have to see this. I ain't been in that group at all. I've been playing Xbox and shit.
You don't love me. Bye. I don't like it.
I have to find that shit.
I don't like you. I don't like this little boy with his truck.
Is that Mallory?
She just mad at nobody.
Come over here.
She sounds like she mad at the world. Motherfucker.
Yeah, for no, I wouldn't give him my money.
That nigga's so East Coast. That nigga said number. Alright, I'm trying to find a little pussy ass.
I'd probably give her like $5.
Who's from the East
Coast? That attitude gotta change, y'all, man.
What? You know what? That
shit gonna burn. She probably cussed me off for giving her $5.
Wow.
Who?
Gotta turn around and give her 5 singles and fold it. Make it look like something.
Oh my god.
Put that shit in the roll. Put a roll of socks in the middle of the shit.
Yep.
Like the motherfucker balling.
Wrap it up in a pan.
Mm-hmm.
Make it look like something.
That shit thin in the motherfucker. Let me see this shit.
As soon as I get my tax, I'm getting that 60 inch. I saw a PC Richards.
That
shit right in my bathroom.
Ontario, Toya, Malls, and you, Dizzy.
Oh, Toya and this motherfucker?
Toya's here?
Oh,
she's being quiet.
Nah,
she just listening.
I think she's on the other.
Change her on, Toya.
She's from Georgia. She keeps saying she's an islander.
She said what she wants to say. Country ass. I ain't never heard no islander talk like that.
She's Haitian.
I think her mother's Haitian, but she's from Georgia.
Ask if she speaks Patois, and I'll talk to her.
She on the other line with somebody. You had to give her a minute to flip back over.
She's probably talking to
Kelly.
I can't say that man's name.
Talking to that slime ass fucking slime ball.
Mal hung up.
Nah, I think they called her again. She working.
I'm trying to go see her in June.
Somebody in motherfucking Cali?
No, in Las Vegas.
For Vegas. My birthday in June, too. I ain't going no damn Vegas.
Wait, so that's why you're going to Vegas?
No, I'm going to Vegas because I've never been to Vegas, and I've never had, like, a girls' weekend. So that's what I'm going to do for myself this year.
You
buy
think if you
house,
go to Vegas,
I'm going to Vegas
and y'all see them, you have a girls' weekend? I'm being that motherfucker every night.
It's going to be like a meet and greet for Planet O'Shea, so if you want to go, you can come.
I ain't going no more.
Who's going to be there? Depending on who go, I'll go.
It's a catfish. It's going to be me, Toya. Ashley says she can't make it. Desi says she's coming because we're going to share a bed. Right, Desi? Brandon might be
listening. Desi backing away. What was that? She sounds so unsure right now. She's sharing a bed. Right, Desi?
Who's all
listening?
Brandy
listening, that's
why. The only people that can hear at this point is us four. Can't no one else hear because it got cut off. The time's up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I heard you call out her area code before the show ran out.
So it's just y'all four? Just y'all three?
Yep.
Talking about going to Vegas, talking about on the phone for the phone.
No, going to Vegas.
Oh, that's going to be very depressing.
That depends on how you look at it.
Three people, one hotel room. And the sad part is, make a movie out of that shit, because one will be on a period. That'll go destroy everything. Let's go take a shower together, except you, Shay.
Yeah,
your period.
That's my motto.
Hmm.
I would not
fuck through blood, man. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
I'm not trying to get no Red Wings anyway.
Yeah, motherfuckers trying to eat.